Grain futures, we are mixed now. Overnight, sharply higher gains were seen, with Chicago wheat trading as much as 30 cents higher in the night session. Pulling corn the opposite direction is doing right now. It was actually up a nickel in the night. And soybeans, they pulled off a rally of about 12 cents. But that all changes every night. We get towards 4 a.m. when the Matif opens up, and we get those vigilante sellers showing up that want to always stall out the grain trade. Well, the stalling is becoming the fact that we are now entering into the early harvest portion, getting underway in the south, and even southern Indiana, southern Illinois are showing yields down anywhere from 12 to 20 bushels from last year. But they're selling a lot off the combine, so it's called harvest pressure. So with elevated prices like this, it's not like we have $5 corn. We have $5.40 corn overnight. And so you have this willing sellers, especially early crop beans too, the soybeans. Hey, your beans to the teens right now. And so it's not a surprise to get these rallies cut off at the pass, because not only do you have the trading, you have the physical cash side that can bring about just outright selling alongside of profit taking. So that's where your trimming of the gains comes from. As you know, the wheat rallied because no results really came from the trip where President Trump sent his son-in-law and a real estate mogul over there with no official political appointments. They are not of any departments, and maybe it's a hesitancy from Putin to even really give them anything, as he didn't. And Zelensky, what they got from him was, yeah, we want to do something. And so now that there's dialogue, at least somebody saying something, the market takes that as, well, it's a start. But there's no wheat moving in the Black Sea. Egypt tendered for wheat yesterday, thought it was too high and canceled their tender. Wouldn't it be nice if we could cancel some crude oil purchases, you know, but they know we need it. But you know what? They need the wheat too. Saudi Arabia will be back, and they're going to realize they're going to have to pay the market price. And so for now, we've seen the grain trade retreat from overnight highs, but we'll get some footing here as we get closer to Friday with the WASDU crop report, likely showing crops, corn and soybeans, smaller than what our demand base is. That means carryouts are going down. On the wheat trade right now, currently Chicago December up 7.5 cents at 741.5. Kansas December is up 11 cents at 813. The Minneapolis December contract higher by 7.75 cents, 752.75. March up 8, 770.75. Now the corn trade is softer. December corn down 4.25, 532.5. March corn off 4.75 at 547.5. Soybeans showing gains despite meal down $6 a ton on December, 349 even. The bean oil is up 64 cents, 69.91 on the higher crude oil. And so soybeans, 13.11.5, up 1.75. January is up 2 cents at 13.27.25. I would might add that canola sharply higher today. November contract up 1470 Canadian dollars at 837.10, as they're having a hard time getting that crop harvest getting underway up there in Alberta and western Saskatchewan. So that is showing gains. On the cattle trade, after a double bottom on the charts last week, and no bearish news from anybody, including President Trump, this last weekend or Monday, up we go, as value has been revealed last week at the double bottom activity when President Trump finally had followed through with the 300,000 MTs, metric tons of beef, processed beef into the U.S. That is leaving the trade with looking at raw value. 210 pretty much reflects raw value for October cattle. That's $10 below where the August contract went off. And, well, frankly, October, December, February cattle, they're all worth more than what August ever is because of the birth-death ratio. The bottom line is we don't have an even number of cattle that are born every month of the year, which means they're born slaughtered evenly every month. They're not. It's going to start tightening up in October, and especially when you roll into December and February. President Trump's signing of the COOL program potential last Friday is a nothing burger. It's optics. Nothing will likely to come from it, because there is words in there multiple times. Three times it says may. The USDA may do a 90-day study and report back to him. They may make suggestions for legislative activity. There should be the words shall. And so the problem with this piece of paper that President Trump signed, there's too many mays in it. It's garbage. Roll it up, throw it away. We need another, a different attempt, something better than that. But the cattle today, because they just got too cheap on the board compared to where the cash is at, they're higher. Boxed beef gaining today. We're seeing the boxed beef market showing a lift of about $1.30 on the choice and $1.07 on the select, but it's only on 37 loads so far. We'll see what afternoon beef does. Feeder index down 210, 326.70. Hey, September feeders, above that price right now. So currently October cattle, 335 higher, 216.30. December up 397, 218.70. February cattle gaining $3.37, 219.95. On the feeder cattle, September up $3.32, 328.15. October gaining 427, 324.42. November higher by 467, 319.40. And look at that January feeder contract, way above 300 now. We're up $4.10 today to 312.10. Hogs gaining $1.97 in October, 84.27. December jumping $2.70, 75.17. Metals are mixed. Gold down $40 an ounce, $4,436, while silver shows a gain of 25 cents at $67. The Bitcoin September contract currently off $1,295, $78,760. Now, crude oil, it's higher, but well off overnight highs. We were up to $94.73 overnight, tumbling about $3.50 off that right now. We still show a gain of 64 cents on the October contract, $92.13. Gasoline, still higher by a quarter of a cent, $4.54 and a quarter cents. And even diesel fuel, after being sharply higher overnight, where we're dime off those highs, we're just up a penny and a quarter right now at $3.22.85. Sorry, I had those backwards. They were flipped on my screen there. So diesel, $4.54 and a half. Gasoline, $3.22 and a three quarters. Any questions? You could always find us at our website, heartlandinvest.com. Free look at our newsletter, our phone numbers to call us, especially to talk livestock risk protection insurance if we get a good rally going here again. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.